Das kann so sein, dass ich bei Rezo Schlag, wenn ich mir sage, es war um da Frau Wov. Bryce says, Kutsche, Kutsche must be schächtet in the north of the Azor, and the Kabbalah of their blood must be also done in the north. If he stood in the south part of the Azor and stuck his hand into the north and schächtet the animal there, schiet is Kutsche. If he did the same for the Kabbalah, it would be possible. If his head and most of his body was in the north, if it's as if he was entirely in the north. If, after the schiet, the animal convulsed and went into the south part of the Azor and then returned to the north, it's Kutsche. With regard to Kutsche Kalam, the schiet has to be done inside the Azor, anywhere inside the Azor, and the Kabbalah of the blood must be done inside the Azor as well. If he stood outside the Azor, stuck his hand in, and shechted the animal over there, the shechita is kosher. If he did the same thing with the Kabbalah, it would be possible. If his head or most of his body was in the Azor, it's as if he was not in the Azor at all. If after the shechita, the animal convulsed went outside the Azor and then returned inside, it's possible. In fact, this would suggest that kachikalim meat that left the Azor before the Zrika would be possible. Or it says, no, it's not approved because the Bryce may be speaking about the tail, the diaphragm, and the kidneys, which will go on the Mizbeach, but it may be that the meat remains mutter even if it left the Azor before the Zrika. Shmuel's father, Shmuel, if an animal is inside the Azor but its legs are outside, could it be shechted like that? Shmuel said, the pasuk says, ve'vium la'shem, which teaches that the entire animal has to be inside the Azor. He then asked, what if the animal is hanging in the Azor off the floor? Shmuel said, it'll be kosher. His father told him, no, you're wrong. The shechita must be done at the side of the Mizbech, and this can't be said to have been done when it's hanging in the air. He then asked, what if the person doing the shechita was hanging in the air? Shmuel said, be possible. His father told him, no, you're wrong. It's the shechita that has to be done at the side of the Mizbech, but the one doing the shechita does not have to be there. He then asked, what if the Kabbalah was done while the Kayim was hanging, meaning off the floor of the Kabbalah? Shmuel said it would be cautious. Father told him, no, you're wrong. The Kabbalah is an Avoid, and an Avoid done while hanging is not a proper Avoid. He then asked, what if the Kabbalah was done while the animal was hanging off the floor? Shmuel said, it's possible. Father told him, no, you're wrong. It's only the Shechita that has to be done at the side of the Mizbeach, but the Kabbalah does not have to be done there. Abaya said, with regard to Kodshe Kodeshim, all these cases are possible except for the case of where the person doing the shechita was hanging. With regard to Kachem Kalam, all these cases are kosher except for the case where the Kohen who was doing the Kabbalah was hanging. Rava asks, why is it that for Kachem Kalam it's kosher when the Kabbalah is done while the animal is hanging? Because we consider the airspace of the Azor to be like the Azor itself. But for Kachem Kodeshim, we say that the airspace of the Tzofen is not considered to be the Tzofen itself. Rather, Rava said that with regard to Kutche Kutchim and Kutchim Kalam, all these cases are kosher except for the case of where the animal was hanging while it was shechted when it was Kutche Kutchim, and the case of the Kohen who did the Kabbalah while he was hanging, whether it was for Kutche Kutchim or for Kutchim Kalam. Rabbi Yirmiya asked Rabbi Zeira, what if the person who is in the Azor but his hair is outside the Azor? Rabbi Zeira said, just as we said that the Pasuk says, Ve'vium Lashem teaches that the entire animal has to be within the Azor, so to do Pasuk of Bevoyam Eloyam, it teaches that the entire Kohen must be in the Azor. Zakt the Mishnah, if the Kayim put the blood on the ramp instead of the Mizbeach wall or on part of the Mizbeach, not opposite its base, or if he put blood that should have been put below the red line above the red line, or vice versa, or he put blood that should have been put on the inside the Heichel, he put it outside the Heichel, or vice versa, it's possible, but there is no karas. Zakt Mar Shmuel said the meat is possible to be eaten in these cases, but the owner has achieved his kapar. This is based on the pasuk of Anihi Nesati V'lochem as Alam Mizbeach L'chaper, which teaches that once the blood of a carbon reaches any part of the Mizbeach, the owner has achieved his kapar. If so, the meat should be mutter to be eaten. And from where the pasuk says lechaper, which teaches is only valid for purposes of a kapara, not for any other purpose. We see from here that Shmuel holds that at least with respect to kapara, putting the blood not in its proper place is like putting the blood in its proper place. In fact, the Mara Mishnah says that if the blood was applied in the wrong place, if there's still lifeblood coming from the animal, a valid kohen should go get some of that blood and put the blood in the proper place. Now, if blood put in the wrong place as if it's already put in the right place, why would you have to go get more blood and apply it properly? You can't say that the second zrika would make the meat mutter to be eaten because there's no such thing as a zrika that doesn't accomplish a kapara, but that can still make the meat mutter to eat. And for the Gemara, Mishnah is talking about where the original Zrika was done by someone who was possible to do it. That's why we have a valid kohen do a new valid Zrika. If a possible person did the Zrika, the remaining blood should become rejected. The Mishnah says if a possible person was mekabel the blood with a pigle intent, then if there's more lifeblood, a valid kohen should be mekabel and do a valid Zrika. This suggests that the ability to do a second Zrika is only because the possible person was only mekabel the blood. But if he already done the Zrika, it seems that another Zrika would not even be an option, presumably because the remaining blood becomes rejected upon the first Zrika. And for tomorrow, the reason the second Zrika cannot be done is because the pigle intent of the puzzle person made the carbon puzzle. If so, then even if the possible person only did a Kabbalah, it should be possible. Further, Rava says that a pigle intent only makes the carbon possible if it was had by someone who is fit to do the Avoida with something that is fit to do the Avoida and in a place that's fit to do the Avoida. And for the Gemara, the inference from the Mishnah should not be that if a possible person did the Zrika, a valid kohen can no longer do the Zrika. Rather, the inference should be that if a possible person did the Shechita with that intent, a valid kohen cannot do the Avoida in a way that will then make the carbon kosher. The Gemara Mishnah already says that a possible person's intent during the Shechita shechita makes the carbon puzzle, since such a person is kosher to do the shechita of the carbon. And furthermore, the Mishnah is teaching that from the Kabbalah and onward, the improper intent of a puzzle person will not make the carbon puzzle, as Rava has said.